2007 was a bad year for sports, at least ethically. Cheating football coaches and doped-up baseball players and sprinters got more publicity than the games themselves. And through it all, maybe the sport brimming with the most controversy was tennis. Don't let those little white outfits fool you. They're no angels. Three top Italian players were suspended by their country's federation for involvement in a betting scandal. Nikolai Davydenko, a Russian who's one of the world's top-ranked players, stands accused of throwing a match. With the Australian Open about to begin the Grand Slam season tomorrow, it seemed a good time to find out what's going on with all of this gambling in tennis. I spoke with John Wertheim. He writes for Sports Illustrated and SI.com, and I asked him to take us back to the alleged Davydenko match-throwing incident.
There was a match played at this podunk tournament between Nikolai Davydenko and an opponent who wasn't even, you know, in the top 50. Davydenko actually won the first set, and after that, bets against him went through the roof 10, 20 times more than normally would be bet. And then he ended up losing the match with an injury. Very, very suspicious. He, we should probably point out, has vigorously proclaimed his innocence, but it's sure, you know, something smells rotten.
Davydenko is the number 4 tennis player in the world in men's. What would he stand to gain by throwing a match?
Well, that's a good question that a lot of people have asked. I mean, you know, money is the short answer. We also don't know. Perhaps he was under duress. And, you know, it's one of these things where tennis is so strange this way. Davydenko is one of these guys that plays probably twice as much as other top players. And a lot of these results don't count under this Byzantine ranking system. So in theory, he could play this match and lose it, and it wouldn't count against his ranking. So part of the problem with all this, I think, is internet wagering, but also tennis sort of almost begs for scandal like this, the way the rankings are set up.
You know what makes this story interesting is that tennis isn't the kind of sport that you sort of associate with gambling or the mob or unsavory elements. But John McEnroe himself says there might be a mob influence in the sport.
You know, I think that's a pretty cavalier speculation. But, you know, I think something else that's going on is if you look at the nature of tennis, I mean, Roger Federer, the best player ever, will make dozens and dozens of mistakes every match. So it's very hard to discern what's, you know, who's throwing the match and who's simply making errors, which are, you know, an organic part of tennis. So I think there are a lot of factors here that sort of make tennis, unfortunately, pretty ripe for this kind of scandal.
John Wertheim, give us a quick preview of the Australian Open. The two singles champions last year were Roger Federer in men's and Serena Williams in women's. But this year, Federer's been battling a stomach ailment, and Serena has fallen to number 7 in the world tennis rankings when she used to be number 1. What are their chances this year?
Well, unless Federer's stomach ailment becomes stomach removal, I think he's still the overwhelming favorite. He's just essentially playing a different sport than the rest of the field. And Serena Williams had this tremendous comeback last year, winning the title, but did very little the rest of the year. Meanwhile, Belgium's Justine Henin, who sort of like Federer, is this artistic, flashy European player. She comes in with a 28-match win streak. I think she's probably the overwhelming favorite, although you know, if Serena's fitness and body is up to it, it's always fun to see her at her best.
And I understand that the Aussies have rolled out a new kind of playing surface, not clay, not grass, but plexi cushion.
Yeah, it's there are complaints with this new surface that it might change the speed. Right now, all we know, it's a different color.
It's blue, not green.
Yeah, exactly. We have a blue court, so it'll be better on television, so long as it doesn't change the speed, so long as it stays where the aggressive players can aggress and the defensive players can counterpunch. I don't think it'll have much material impact on the tournament.
The Australian Open begins tomorrow. John Wertheim writes about tennis for Sports Illustrated and SI.com. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.